All right, we're in Yudalf Amud Beis. Omamar. For your sasun will be kesh lepais sayem b'nei ma'avi ma'akfim alav. Someone had had an open door, and he was sasun it. Now he wants to reopen it. As long as we know it was once an open an opening, he can reopen it. Amarav alayshanu alayshal paras es p'tzimav. Alpo paras es p'tzimav b'nei ma'avi ma'akfim alav. What exactly is paras es p'tzimav? The way I understand, it means if you take a door and you lock it, you're not going to use it anymore. You put a bar across it, or you put furniture in front of it. So that's loy paras es p'tzimav. That's awesome that you close up a door. Paras es p'tzimav means that you remove the features of the door. You make it into part of a wall. Sometimes you see people brick up a wall. So it doesn't matter if when they brick up the wall, you can still see a form of a door or not, if it's bricked up, then that's paras es p'tzimav. That means that he closed it up. We find a similar thing in Hilchos Mezuzah. If you have a door in your house that you don't use, you put furniture in front of it. Sometimes there's a door, either a door to the outside or the two doors from one roof to another. And if you close up one room, say if you just lock the door and put furniture in front of it, the halacha is you have to leave a mezuzah there, even though you're not going through it. But if you do a maisa to break it, you don't have to lock it up totally. If you do a maisa to break the doorway, then it shouldn't be usable. So I think there also is a lashon of paratis patzimav that it's part of a mezuzah. So here we're talking about somebody who has a doorway to a mavli, which gives him certain rights, gives him dalet amos. And by being paratis patzimav, he loses those rights. And later he wants to reopen it, too late. Amalei Abaye l'Rava, tanya d'Messiah lach. Unusual thing, Abaye tells Rava that he's right, instead of arguing with him. He's tanya d'Messiah lach, I'll prove it to you. By his sasim, yeshle dalet amos, paratis patzimav, engle dalet amos. Gedulei Shmuel on Dav Zayin Omer Aleph, we had there the rules of Chesed Tashmishin. We had the Machlaikis, the Chesed Tashmishin. No, the Chesed Tashmishin is 3 years or 1 year. The Gedulei Shmuel there brings this Gemara to say the same thing by Chesed Tashmishin, that if you just don't stand by the window, you just put a window shade by the window, so then you don't lose your Cheskas Tashmishin. But if you break up the Cheskas Tashmishin, he's Medama, this Gemara to that Gemara. Now we had a Machloikis, what the Dalet Amos is. The Rosh said that the Dalet Amos, in a Chatzar, you don't own the Dalet Amos, you have a right to use the Dalet Amos. But you don't, it's not Mamish your Dalet Amos, it's not Koneloi. And other Rishaitim, I think the Rajba and others held, that it means that you mamish own the Dalet Amos. What's pshat in this gemara? A person is paras es p'tzimav. He has a doorway, and he has now Dalet Amos outside, like the Rosh, he has a schus hashtamshus. Like the Rajba, he has a kinyan in those Dalet Amos. What happens when he seals up the door? What happens? Like the Rosh, it's very good. It's a mechila. I don't own it. All I have is a schus to use it. So by being part, by sealing up the doorway, I'm Michael my rights. So you lose your rights. According to the Rajba, it's very hard to understand this Gemara, that we know that you need a kinyan. If you own something, you don't lose it unless you makne it to someone else or you declare it's hefta. So why does bricking up the wall mean that I'm giving away my Dalet Amos? So it's a hard Gemara. The Magid Mishnah says it means it's an umdina that if you're part of the team of, it's an umdina Gemara that you're mafker your Dalet Amos, you makne it back to the Bnei Achatz. So I don't know why it would be that way. Why would a person give back his Dalet Amos? Like the Magid Mishnah, if he says I'm being part of Petzimov and I want to keep the dollar amos, he'll keep it. What?
What for?
What for? So that he has an advantage when you divide the chatz, it'll have more amos. According to those
rishonim.
Well, he can get out his other. Well, he's not locking himself in his house. He has another door. He'll own more of the chutz. So the Rosh's pshat somehow fits better. If you learn that Dal Am is just something you have a right to use, then it works out. It works out much better. The Shar Mishpat, so the Shin Tes Vav, clears. It's actually he brings. It's not his clear. It's a Tshuva Sarivash. A tenant who lived in an apartment moved out. They still owned the schiris to the end of the year. And he told the balabas that he's Michael. He doesn't want to use the apartment anymore, he's Michael. He's a Lashon Mechila. There was no kinyan. Now he wants to change his mind. What happens by schiris if you're Michael schiris? Does Mechila work? So the Rivash said that Mechila doesn't work. Schiris, you have to do a Kenyan. Schiris, you have to do a Kenyan. Doesn't work. The Shar Mishpat asks from our Rosh. He says, what's our Rosh? It's a Schus Ishtamshus. I have a right to use part of the Chatzim. It's a Schus to use it, similar to a Seicher. It's a schus to use the area. And yes, it's a schus to use the area. And the Rosh says Mechila works. The fact that Amparas says Petzimov shows on Michael, Mechila works. If so, the same thing, every tenant, every seicher, when he's Michael, we see that Mechila works on schusim of Ishtamshus. This is the Shar Mishpat's Raya from here, he asks from this Rosh, or the Rivash, I think he brings another name or two, who hold this way. And he asks from this Rosh, that from this Rosh you see that it doesn't work out. So what do you say? Something we discussed, I don't remember this year, sometime this year, definitely previous years, about Sphirus, that we discussed. We discuss machlaikis, a cler in many achrayim, the term machlaikis rishayim. If a tenant owns his apartment lizman, or just has a schus ishtamshus in the apartment lizman, which one it is? He has a schus ishtamshus in his apartment, or he owns the apartment for the year. Now, Rav Shmuel, the Chiddush of Shmuel, here on this daf, on Tzais Reishit Aleph, he says that this Shar HaMishpat is taloi in how you understand the tenant. If you understand the tenant owns the apartment for a year, so then the Rivash is right. You can't be, Mechila doesn't do a Kenyan, you need a Kenyan. The Kenyan is from Arash. Now Arash, he wasn't a tenant. He didn't own Schiris. He had a doorway, and the halach is, if you have a doorway, you have a schus ishtamshus in the chutz. But it's ain't a daimazel, is it? So if you hold that a tenant owns the apartment, so then the rivash is right, the chila doesn't work, and the shar mishpat's kash, nishke kash. Because you can't ask from someplace where you own something to someplace where you have a schus ishtamshus. If you hold, apparently the shar mishpat understood that all rentals are only a schus ishtamshus, only a right to use something. If all it is a schus ishtamshus, and then if I it's very good that if it's a schus ishtamshus, the person is Michael, then it is a mechila, a schus ishtamshus. So Rav Shmuel says it's totally in that we had mentioned many times. This is Stipler, and Avodah Zarah Daf Tes, and a Kavod Taharis, who both have a big arichus on whether a tenant owns his apartment, just has a right to use it. One of the nafkaminis was mezuzah. If the chi of mezuzah in a rented apartment is deraisa de rabbanim, the Torah is mechayvi of mezuzah beisecha v'yisharecha. What's beisecha? Your house. If you own a house and don't live there, you're fucked. Is a tenant We know a tenant puts on a mezuzah after 30 days in Chutz La'aretz, and it's all right away. A tenant is mechuyav mezuzah. Is that chiyav a chiyav deraisa? Is a chiyav derabanan? So it's a machlokes rishayim. Some rishayim hold that it's a chiyav deraisa, and other rishayim hold that it's a chiyav derabanan. It's a machlokes taisus and avay dezara, taisus and benachas. So the Stipler writes in the Hezbollah of that machlokes that they argue if a tenant owns the apartment, lizman, it's Beisecha. And you mechuyiv in a mezuzah min ha-Torah. If the tenant has a schus shtamshus, it's not Beisecha, then the chiyuv mezuzah is only a chiyuv de-rabbanan. Machlekes la-halacha, how we pass him. Kivegan the Sivis argue. Kivegan passes, it's a de-rabbanan. The Sivis passes the Reisra. What? My nafkamina, this grade is a nafkamina, but Kiva Eger says that if you're a tenant in an apartment and you have a doorway that doesn't have a door, you have an arch, there's no door, but Kiva Eger says you don't have to put a mezuzah. Because it's a machlekes rishayim, if a doorway without a door needs a mezuzah, and it's a suffered by a rented apartment, it's suffered by a bottle of kula. What? Well, machmir, look at the world. Everyone's machmir. Like the Sivis holders, they did their reisim. I think the whole world is machmir. Never went to someone's apartment and saw no mezuzah on the doorway. But Kiveg is a bit cooler. He says anything that's a machloi, any doorway that's a machloikis that's brought in Shulchan Aruch, he can't just stand fine. But it's a yeshayim in Shulchan Aruch and hilchas mezuzah. He says if it's rented, you can be made. Because we passed into Dravanan, rented, you can be made. Yeah, the nafkamina that Rabbi Chana brought, which I had spoken then, is if someone has a house, is a tenant, and the landlord is magdish the house. He makes the house hegdish, the Beit HaKabayis. Is there a din me'ila on the tenants? If you hold the tenant to own the house for the year, then the owner can't be magdish it. If you hold that the tenants only have a schus hashtamshus, and the landlord is magdish it, so the landlord has to refund their money to them. He has to give them back their money. But hey, there's a chalois hegdish on the house. And I think Rabbi Chana brought a machlokes to Rambam and the Ran in such a case. So that was another nafkamina b'neihem. I think there was a third nafkamina of a ger who has no relatives, rents an apartment for a year. And he dies in the middle of the year. Normally what's the din if a ger dies? Everyone could take the things that are his. If a ger dies after half a year, could other people just chap the apartment and move in? If you hold the ger owns the apartment for his man, he has bailus in it, so when he dies, anybody could chap it. Because it's like everything a ger owns becomes hefker. If you hold the ger doesn't own the apartment, he has a schus, a shtamshus, schus and you can't grab, how do you grab a schus? An apartment you could grab. Schus hashtabshus, he can't grab away. So, what? The owner, well, the schus hashtabshus mainly the owner would have, because no one could grab it.
Does he have to pay rent?
I'm saying, let's say he paid the rent, of course. So let's say the guy paid rent for a year up front. Now he dies in the middle of the year. So then. Anyway, this is something we discussed many times. The chakira of the achrayim and the toilet and rishayim. If Schirus is a Kenyan and the Guf HaKarko are not a Kenyan. And this is one more place. Rav Shmuel brings it here for the Shar Mishpats. Claire is totally in this, and his Raif and the Rosh Raita is totally in this as well. I think Rav Shimon and Simon Aleph in this Masechta is also Matmiyai big. He brings rayas against the Shar Mishpat. So it will be early in the year we go through Rav Shimon, but for now, the Iker I want to tell you is that this the side here by Parsis Ptimov is Lamaisa Ryan in Halacha, and the Achlukin days. Let's move on to the next case. Bayis Sosum Eina Metama Kol Smubach. A house that's sealed is not Metama all around. Who in his right mind would seal a house all around? I have no idea. But the Gemara says, Paras says Batima, Mitami Kol Smimav, that somebody sealed a house all around. I don't know the answer. Why anybody would seal a house, all the doors all around? Maybe he has teenagers and he wants to keep them out of trouble. I don't know. But the Gemara says, if you seal the house all around, the tami calls people. So two things. First of all, in Yerideya, it's funny, it's not Sukkotzechni on the side of the page, but in Yerideya, I believe it's Simen Shin Ayin Aleph, it says in Halacha, in Shulchan Aruch, that a kayin is allowed to stand next to a building that's Shin Ayin Aleph Sifhei. Kayin is allowed to stand next to a building Shiesh Bei Meis. Normally, a kayin has to be marchik Dalet Amis from a mace that's moving. I don't mean the mace is moving. It's obviously unlikely. But it means a mace that's in a car, or in a van, or in a wagon. If it's moving, he has to mark Dalet Amis because of the fact that it could move in his direction. And from a kever, I think he has to mark Dalet Tfachim, if I recall correctly. So the Shulchan Aruch says a building that has a mace in it, the kohen is allowed to stand right outside. There's no shear of how far he could stand. And the Gemara says in Sudah Maramakim, this Gemara by Yisosa main of a tamakol sviva. Except that this Gemara, a normal house, is not worse than a by Yisosa, which is ain't a tamakol sviva, which is not metame anything around it. So the din hachaka does not apply to a mace that's in a building. Now, what does it mean a sealed building is metame kol sviva? So Rashi's pshat is that it has a din like a kever, a sealed building, and it's metame dalet amis ki kever. Sviva is a kever dalet amis. So I guess a kever is dalet amis. The dalet tfachim is mistam from a mace that's staying still. That's in one place, not in the beis hakvaris. But anyway, that's how Rashi learns. Taisis is Matmiya, and Taisis has a different pshat, which, like yesterday, the top Taisis on this Amid, I would try to teach you Yediyah and Hilchas Pitikri Yerevesaisim in Arachayim. I'll try quickly to review with you Yediyah and Hilchas Yeredeya and Hilchas Tumas Kayanim, which is really the whole idea of this Taisis. What? Elal puts the mason in a container which is manufactured out of synthetics. Since the halachi is kol davisha einay metabel tumas chaitis minay atumah. So they hold that if you put it in a box which is made out of synthetic, it looks like cardboard, but it's synthetic cardboard, that that's enough, and it has an oil tefach about it, above it. So they hold that that's enough to be chaitis minay atumah. Rav Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva, he's mefakfik on the heter, even though the pashtus of halachish, the heter should be a good heter. Rav Shlomo Zalman is mefakfik on the heter, is some kind of do rely on it, some kind of don't rely, it's hard to say. Yes?
Isn't it always good to have, I mean, isn't it, whatever you have on the tefach between it's always
yeah, whenever you have, if there be a mace in this room, and there's a tefach avir from the mace to the ceiling, so somebody on the floor above us, there's a lot of walk. A kain is a lot of be. It's a mistake, which I mentioned many times. People think if there's a kain, if there's a mace in the building, the kain can't be in the building. So, I mean, everyone who's here for a while should have heard from me already, I think, that there's no such thing. If there's a mace in the building, you're allowed to be in the building. Sometimes it's also to go out of your apartment. If there's a mace in an apartment house, the kain should stay in his apartment until they remove the mace, because his apartment is not tame. The hallway, it does have a din tame. Now I go into the hall, he has to stay in his house. Taisus here talks about, in explaining our Gemara, Paratas Betzimav, the Tame Kol Svivav, Taisus talks about the Yisoid of how Tuma travels. It's very, very simple. Just since nobody knows it, everyone thinks it's confusing. And the Mela causes a lot of misinformation. Tuma only travels from one room to another in one of two ways. What are the two ways? How does Tuma travel? I always think I talked about it so many times, I don't remember if I spoke about it when and where and how. But Tuma travels first, if there's an opening, if it's a door open, if there's an opening of a tefach or tefach or more, Tuma travels. If this door would be open, it'd be a kain in the room and a mace in the hall, So then there's the opening of a tefach al tefach. So then the tumah travels into this room, and the kohen is not allowed to be here. If you close the door, there's no opening, no problem. Or if seif tumah lotzeis, if you have a door that's closed, but the mace is going to be taken out through that door, it's ki'ilu the door is open. That's why in an apartment house, if there's a mace in an apartment, even if the door is closed, they're eventually going to take the mace out. They're going to open the door into the hallway, and therefore the hallway has a din of tumah. But if you're in a different apartment, they're not going to take the mace into your apartment. So then, if you stay in your apartment, the door is closed, there's no problem of tumah. If the mace is in an apartment and you're in a different room. See, it happened, when did I learned these halachas after my grandmother, Leah Shalom, passed away in 1982. And she was in the back bedroom of the house, of our house. And my brother-in-law and his wife were sleeping in the front bedroom. My brother was a kohen. And nobody knew what to do. Should you wake him up? It was in the middle of the night. Does he have to jump out the window? Is he allowed to go out in his pajamas? Is he allowed to get dressed? You know, all these things. You know, it's a shiloh, but you don't know what to do. So, so once you don't know, you learn it. It's really very simple. He should have stayed in his room the whole Shabbos. Because he could have closed the door to his room. The mace wasn't going to go into that room. The mace was carried out through a door. So all the rooms from the mace to that door, any door that had to be opened, is kilo, it's open. But to take him out, you don't... any place the mace is going to go, it's kilo, the mace, that tumah is there already. The mace could have gone. Oh, so we go by according to the plan. Wherever you plan to take the mace out, that door is the door that's metame. If you have many doors, and you don't have plans, all the doors are metame. The Gemara. If you plan to take the mace out through a window, if you want, the mace is going to go out through the front door. The kohen wants to climb out the window. So it has to do with this Tosis. Tosis says, first, let me just tell you the Gemara. Paras is Petzimah. You have a sealed building. How's the mace going to get out? Now, assuming you're not burying the mace there. Tosis and Beis says if you bury the mace there, no problem. But assuming you plan to take the mace out, you don't know where. So it's metame kol sviva. You're going to have to break a hole somewhere to get the mace out. Since you didn't designate where, all around it's tame. It's as if it's open. My nefkamidas are Tosis. If you have zizim, let's say you have a porch out over the entrance. So the tumah is under the porch. And the kohen is not allowed to go under that porch. Yesterday, I spoke about the overhang of buildings, Agabe Hilchis Shabbos. Agabe Hilchis Tumah, it's the same thing. Our buildings, most of our homes, have around the home a protrusion, which is more than a tefach. The house, my parents' house, when the maze died, had such a thing around the whole house. It has a gag. The kohen, in our case, would not be allowed to climb out the window. He wouldn't be allowed to leave the building. He must stay in his bedroom. Because if he climbs out the window, he goes under the overhang. And since the mace is osid to go under that overhang, the tumah is around the whole building. Since the tumah is around the whole building, the kohen is osid to leave. If there's no overhang, so then the kohen could climb out a window. He could go out through a different door. But in a case where there's an overhang, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch writes, in his city, they had like the brownstones, they had buildings all around, each block was buildings connected with overhangs. So he writes, a kohen should know there's a mace in one building, you're not allowed to leave any building. Because the overhang was consecutive all the way around.
What's the case? The case is that the mace is in the house and he's dead right in the roof?
The mace right now is in a bedroom. But remember, anywhere that he will be taken, it's as if he went out already. Since he will be taken out of the door of the bedroom, out of the door of the building, under the overhang, so ki'ilu, he's already taken out under that overhang, and memela, it's also for a kohen to go under that overhang, even though there's no mace there now. But this is sci-fi law says. That's only when there's no overhang, right? And that's why you'll see sometimes kayanim. And by me, I mentioned once, a childhood memory, kayanim, while walking down a block. and there's a funeral parlor that has in the front door, very often they have an awning that goes out all the way to the street. In case it's raining, the mei should be able to take him to the car without raining on them. A kayin shouldn't walk under that awning, even in the middle of the night when there's no funeral going on. Because if there's a mace in the building, it's sofei lotzeis out the front door under that awning. So he's not allowed to walk there even now. That's my memory as a kid that in the MTJ, Ramesha used to walk home back home. So there was always an entourage of people that walked with him home. And this Blau's funeral chapel now it has Chinese characters, both characters on the building and inside the building. But it used to be Blau's funeral chapel, and we used to walk down the block, and there was this one Elta Bacha, always used to walk around and not go under the awning. And I would tell you in my mind, I remember at a Yom's face, and stuff, he doesn't look that way today, but I remember thinking, he's such a Balgaiva, that he's machmir not to walk under the awning, and the Gadol Hador Ramesha is not machmir. Ramesha walked under the awning. And he's such a Balgaiva, he was machmir to walk around. And I tell you, I really thought that way. You know, so apparently he's a Kayan. If I meet him again, now he probably has great hair, I don't know if I recognize him. But, what? He becomes Tameh, yeah. It's a machlekes, the Shacham Magen Avraham, it's a Tumah D'Oraisa, a Tumah D'Rabbanan. It's machlekes two Rashis. Rashi in one place says, I'll have him see that.
If you touch him, you also
become Tameh? You mean Kayin?
No. Like
yeah, a person becomes Tameh, yeah. Sure. Well, you don't really have to wash your hands only if you're within Dalet Amis of the Nes. The minig to wash only Dalet Amis, the Prabhupada said the minig is, by Levaya, you also wash. Even though if you're not Dalet Amis, technically you don't have to. But just because you visit a hospital, you don't have to wash your hands on that. But, what? Goyim, the Karadin is Goyim and not Matam Abayim. It says it's Tayyim Ahmir, that Goyim Ahmatam, so it's a Tayyim Ahmir. Alright, so these are some dinim of Kainim. You see Ezra? You know what to come. Alright, so this is Agav. We had the top tesis on Yerav of the base, Hilchis. Both are overhangs, look at that. The overhangs for Pitikri over Saisim, and the overhangs for. That's how tesis learns in the Gemara. The Gemara says that. The Gemara says that you could be machlit to take the mace out the window, and then the other doors are not metame, and then there's no problem. Can you do the mafreya? So that the Gemara talks about it. And the Gemara in Be'ah, that is that Yeram and Aleph. The Gemara talks about if you hold Yesh Breira, if once the Kayin walked out, you could change your mind later. The Gemara's not talking to Kayin, the Gemara's talking there was food in the doorway. So if you could change your mind later, but it helps Lamafreya. Totally Breira, it was. Okay, back to the Gemara. Omer Rabba Bar Bachanam Rav Yechanan, Muvois Hamufaloshis Li'erach Eres. You have a Mavi that connects to another city, Ubikshu B'nei Ha'ir L'Saisman, B'nei Oisei Ir Ma'akvan Alayim. And the B'nei Ha'ir want to steal the Derech, so members of the other city could stop. It's an inconvenience for them. Maybe by Kaleka Derech Achrina D'Ma'akvi. Maybe by if there's no other road. Afli Iki Kadak Achrina Nami Ma'akvi, Shem Derbi Yudam Arav D'Amar. Meitzer Shechaziku by Rabbim, Asa L'Kalkala. Once the Rabbim are Mazik in something, it's also a kalkulai. Tosis says that's only kesechziku b'shus. If they want shalai b'shus, they don't get a chazakah. If they're masik b'shus, so then a rabbim gets a chazakah. I think, I don't know today, I remember in American law, it was the same thing that if a meitzer of a yachid that the rabbim use becomes shal rabbim, a certain amount of years, I don't know. I remember the Palisades Parkway, the Palisades, I don't know if it still is, it was private property, it belonged to the Rockefeller family. And one day a year, or one night a year, they used to close it. So it shouldn't be a Meitzer Shosiko by Rabbim. It was that with the Macha that they made, was closed once a year, or once every 3 years, once every 7 years, I don't know, American law. But I remember, it used to be closed, that was the Macha that they still own it. Not a lot of good it does them that they own it, so that's the dinner meitzer shosiko by Rabbim, but again, Tosfos says only brishus. Now there is a shaila, I don't know how we paskin, if a Rabbim go in a derech shalai b'rishus, but the owner doesn't say anything. The owner is quiet. So that could be in our houses. The rabbin goes through your driveway to get to a building on the other side. Many blocks have a shortcut. You go through a driveway, you get to the other, to the shul on the other side. It's a shalai b'rishus, suri shalai b'rishus. But the owner saw it, he didn't make a machah. So it's a chazak, a bli taina. What's your taina? You don't own it. So I believe it's a machlaikis on Daf Kuf, the Rishayim. I didn't look how we paskin. But I think the Rashbam there says that if the rabbin go, the person doesn't make a machah, that the Rashbam there says, Hesiko be rabbin, sheshvua v'tiknu lehiloch, v'abayrum yodu v'shasku, asal kalkaloi devadei l'rabbin machal. It's a little different. The other rabbin not only used it, but they made it sheshvu v'tiknu lehiloch. So it's a sugyan amacha peiris, and I'm not sure how we pass into this halacha. If someone's going through your driveway, just make a machah, it shouldn't be a chazak. Amar Rabban and Amar Shmuel. Mavoy sama falosh shusu rabbi ubikshu b'nei mavoyis b'amid lem delosais. V'yavam avi am a foolish. And the b'nei mavi want to put up doors. So now it's a mavi mafoolish. It's an alleyway which you can go through. B'nei rishusu rabbi ma'akvin aleim. Sover mina hani mili b'dalad amas k'du rab zeir amar av nachmin. Domar av zeir amar av nachmin. Dalad amas esmuch shusu rabbi k'rishusu rabbi damas. He thought that we're talking about the Dalet Amis HaSmuchis Rishus HaRabim, and that has a din like a Rishus HaRabim. V'loihi, Hasam Linyin Tumma, Aval Hachas in the Dedach Yivnei Rishus HaRabim V'ayli Tuva. Linyin Tumma, the Dalet Amis around the Mavi Yavadim Rishus HaRabim, in the first Dalet Amis in the Mavi Yavadim Rishus HaRabim. But Linyin walking, people walk more than Dalet Amis. Now what does this mean? Just think for a second what it means. You have a Mavi, you have a driveway. It's private property. The first Dalet Amis, if it's off a busy street, a place where people go, the first Dalet Amis are Rishus HaRabim Linyan Tumah. The rest of the driveway, if they use it, is Rishus HaRabim Linyan Chazaka, that they can be Makif Delosis as well. This Linyan Tumah, I have to clarify, because we learned earlier this year, I mentioned to you that the din of Safik Tumah Rishus HaRabim is Tameh, is Tar, and Safik Tumah Rishus HaYachid is Tar. Does not depend on walls like Shabbos. If something can be a Rishus HaYachid Linyan Shabbos, Rishus HaRab Linyan Tumah. If you have a building where, if you have a walled area, walls make a Rishus HaYachid for Shabbos. Not so for Tumah. Vilchis Tumah, the Gemara says that a Bika, if you have a valley, you might have Shabbin. In the winter, when it's planted, the tumah, it has a din of Rishus HaYachid. Because nobody walks there. You can't walk on a planted field. In the summer, where everyone can walk there, so the Gemara says it's a Rishus HaRabim Linyan Tumah, because everyone walks there. Because tumah doesn't depend on walls, the tumah. It depends on traffic. And therefore, a hospital is a Rishus HaRabim Vehilchus Tumah. Even though a hospital has walls, but Safik Tumah in a hospital is a kula, because it's a place where there's a lot of traffic. This Gemara, what's this Gemara saying? This Gemara is saying that the Dalet Amis are private property of a Mavui. The first Dalet Amis have a din of Rishus HaRabim for Tumah, even though it's a private property. But it's not a Mokum Seser, it's not a private area, and therefore it has a din like Rishus HaRabim. It's the same thing we said in Mishmeis, that even that Hilchis Tumah, you can have a place. The Gemara said, Bikab Yemais HaGeshamim is Rishus HaYachid Le'inyin Tumah, and Rishus HaRabim Le'inyin Shabbos. And Bikab Yemais HaGeshamim is Rishus HaRabim for both. So that's this halacha. Now, I made a mistake. The sugya I wanted to get to was on your Gimel Amid Aleph. Good, all good. It's the next sort of famous sugya. What I'd like to do is to learn with you, either we could just skip to your Gimel, which you can do, or we could at least try to go through the Gemara, at least Gemara Rashi till there, and Laman HaShlom HaSeinian. So I'd like to do, as you'll see, this rest of this Amid and part of the Amid Beis, so Lagadita, I'd like to learn it with you, and then so you do whatever you want. If you're well behind, so skip to your Gimel Amud Aleph, or otherwise just try to keep up with me and pay attention in learning the next piece of Gemara. The first is just a list. The Mishnah had a rule. You can only split a shutfis, each person gets a usable piece of property. So one man the Yama said, Tisha Kabin Lezeh, Tisha Kabin Lezeh. And the other man the Yama said, Tisha Chatzoi Kabin Lezeh, Tisha Chatzoi Kabin Lezeh. Machloik is how you divide a property. V'lai pligi, Maki Asrei, Maki Asrei. Every place depends on the Minig HaMokin, what's called the usable size of a field. So Maki Asrei, or Maki Asrei. V'bovel Mai. What's the size of a field that's considered usable by one person in Bavel? Reb Yosef, Bei Radu Yoima. My Bei Radu Yoima. A Bei Radu Yoima means the amount that you plow in a day. Hiring workers for a few hours is not cost efficient. Most cost efficient thing is to hire them for a full day. So you're dividing a field, it has to be Bei Radu Yoima, an amount that could be plowed. But it's one day's worker, you hire workers for a day to plow. Frank the Gemara. What takes longer, to plow or to plant? So I'm not a farmer, I wouldn't know. The Gemara says, my Bei Radu Yayma, why does it help plowing in a day? Yayma Zara, Trey Yayma Karba, Mayhava. If it's a field that takes one day to plant, so the plowing is like a day and a half. Trey Yayma Karba, Mayhava. Then it's not enough work for the plowing for 2 days. So if I think I have to hire workers for half a day, iyayma karva, if you literally mean a day of planting, iyayma dezara lehava, then when you hire workers for planting, yavaita don't have a full days of work. So vaita, how do you divide it? That gemara tutarotzim. Idi by yisayma yuma dekarva, dekarvatani. A day of plowing in a place where they plow twice. So they plow twice, so then 1 day of Zara is 2 days of Karva. A day of planting in the terraced field, the field that has levels. So there, a day of plowing and a day of planting, they both take a long time. Period. That's the end of this Gemara. Next Shaila, Davla. How do two shutfim divide up a spring of water? Davla is a place where you, or a well of water. How do two shutfim know if they should divide it? Amar of Nachbin, Bei Dalu Yayma, that each one should have a day's worth of drawing water to be able to irrigate his field. So the Dibris Maisha, so he says he doesn't know Pashup Shat in this Gemara. The whole Gemara is less than a line. Davla, how do you divide a well? Amar of Nachbin, Bei Dalu Yayma. You should be able to draw enough water for 1 day. How are you dividing the well? How do you cut a well in half? So you're building a mechitza over the wall halfway. I mean, you don't have to picture a well like, you know, bricks all around it and a bucket. You know, it could be a long, narrow thing, but you're dividing the amount of karka that the well is on. And the Gemara says, how do you know if it's enough for two people? Depends how much water. You're dividing the water, you're dividing the well. It's a little hard to get the picture of what's going on here. Right? How do you divide a well and give each person the full chalik? It's a little hard for me to chap what the metzias is. What's the metzias of it? So you're building a wall over the well? Is that what it means? You divide a wall over the well, but then each person lowers his bucket, he's going to get water from the whole well.
Put a wall down there?
All the way down into the water? That's the way they do wells. They do it all the way down. So then, right, it depends how much water there is on each side of the wall. What?
A bar.
Right? So I'll take it. Well, it's got to get water from somewhere. Usually, a bar is not a spring. It gets water from the rain, usually, or from a river. You put a wall all the way down to the bottom. So it has to be enough, maybe. And so it means you're building a brick wall all the way down to the bottom of the well. And each side has to have, I guess, based maybe on the way the water feeds the well. That's not enough, right? Pardesa. How do you divide a pardes, an orchard? So the Gemara says, Rashi says, Pardesa here means a vineyard. Amar Rav Huda Shmuel b'shloisha kavin. Tainam yachi emelach aveirim minos bekerem ani maichalach subchisay melo yichas begimel kavin. Chelik of a kerem is always the least that grows gimel kavin. Amar Rav Yaisi, ein elu elu divrei nevius. Expression, ein elu elu divrei nevius. It means that who says that amount? It's just to pick the name without a makar. V'bav el mai, amar Rav bar kasna, plus atziyasa, but they trace a gufni. Two rows, each one has 12 vines. Kihechi derafik aver biyame, which is the amount that a person plows in one day. Okay, so this whole Gemara is just a list of things, how you divide the chalukah. Now the Gemara brings in a piece of agadata. The only reason that could make sense that it came in is because he said, ein elu el divrei nevius. So we have some navi agadata. So pay attention. Amar Rav Avdimi, de ben Chaifa. V'yayim shecharev beis ha-migdash, nitla nevuah min ha-neviyim. Who was nevuah given to? So here Gemara said, nitla l'chachamim. Nevuah was taken from neviyim. It was given to wise men. Atu chacham lav naviyu. What do you mean? They're exclusive? A chacham and a navi are different? Nehachi kama. Alfa pish nitla nevuah min ha-neviyim, min ha-chachamim lo nitla. If I says you could be a navi without being a chacham originally. There were some Nevi'im that were not Chacham. It says that Nevu'ah is only L'Chacham Asher V'Gibar. Here it's clear there was Nevu'ah without it. But the Teretz says that there are two types of Nevu'ah. There's Nevu'ah that's said to be told over to Klal Yisrael, and that's only to a Chacham. And then there's a Darg of Ruach HaKodesh called Nevu'ah. So that Darg of Ruach HaKodesh, nowadays there's no Nevu'ah said to be given over to other people. But there's a darga of nevuah, of a person reaching a level of nevuah. So that today is techacham. If you want to be a navi bizman hazeh, the Rambam says very clearly, any person today could be a navi. If you want to be a navi, you follow the Rambam's instructions and you say they are Torah. I should bring it in. I'll read it to you. His instructions on how to be interested. You do well in the stock market. Sister Sharma is somewhat later than the Rambam, no? The Rambam is very other than his guitar. You have to know how to see the Shah. It's one halach in the Rambam. Remind me tomorrow, I'll bring it. What? So, the Gemara here says it was taken from Nevi'im. Now, there was no Nevu'ah said to be given over. But a person himself could reach a darg of Nevu'ah. That's the Gemara saying. What? That's the Gemara in the other days. We'll see in a minute. Amar Ameima, the Chachma of the Navi, Shinema Navi Levav Chachma. Navi levav chachma, me nitla b'mi, who do you hang on who? Have I ever cut nitla b'gadol? You say the smaller thing is like the bigger thing, is the levav of the bigger thing, so chachma is the bigger thing. I'm Rabbi Ateda, Dama Gavra Rabba Milsa. I'll prove to you this nevuah. Sometimes a Gavra Rabba says something, and somebody else also says that. How do two people think of the same chiddush? Must be this nevuah. I'm Rabbi Maikosha. Maybe they're both chad mazla, means one nature. Maybe they both have the same nature, so they thought of the same chiddush. It said b'shem the Gra said that even though the Gemara has a kasha, but it's emes. He said that when a person is mechadish a chiddush in this world, once one person brings it down to this world, other people could already be mechadish without so much difficulty. And once somebody's megalit, others could say the chiddush too. But anyway, the Gabaya brings a second raya. How do you know there's nevuah in the world? Alom Rava, Rava says, Teda, the Amma Gavra Rabba Milsa, Umisam Rav Yishmeid, Rabbi Kiva Ben Yosef Kavasa. Rabbi Kiva is not the same ability as me, so it must be it's nevuah. Am Ravashi, my Kusha, Dimalaha Milsa, Bar Mazlehu. In this Chiddush Torah, maybe someone's Machavan to Rabbi Kiva. Alom Ravashi, Teda, the Amma Gavra Milsa. And he says something, and then you find out it's Alachim Shemesina. How's he mechavin to such a thing? It must be nevuah. In fact, the Gemara no, Dilma Kasuma Ba'aruba. Just maybe he's like a blind man poking around in the in an opening, the skylight. That means maybe he just had a lucky guess. So the Gemara laf tama yoyev. It means he gives a reason. He says an explanation, and he says an explanation. So that comes from nevuah. Amrav Yechina, Miyev Shechara Beis Hamikdash, Nitla Nevuah Min HaNeviim, V'Nitna L'Shaitim U'Latinaikos. Nevuah was taken from Nevi'im and given to fools and children. Now, is this argued with the Rambam Aleph? The Rambam Aleph said, who's the Malmemra? I hope it wasn't Rabbi Yechanan. Amar of Avdimi. It's like opposite memories. Here the Gemara says, and here it says, was taken from Nevi'im and given to Tinekes and Shaitan. What? It was given to both. What do you mean? It was given to Chachamim. For other people. Maybe Nevuah for other people, but Nevuah for yourself. But for other people, said to Shaitan. Let's see the story. Maybe you're right. Mahi. He heard the Mabar of Ashi, the Abakai Buristika, the Mechuza. Listen to the story. I assume most of you didn't learn the story yet, so. Stories are always interesting. Mabar of Ashi was standing in the Shuk, in Mechuza. Shami Lahu Shaita, the Ka'amar. Sometimes you see a Shaita in the street, so you don't listen to him. Mabar of Ashi was listening to him. He said, Reish Mesifta, the Malach B'Masa Masya. The next Rosh Hashiva, Masa Masya, Tevyumei Chasim, signs his name Tevyumei. Omar, Mar Bravashi is listening, his name wasn't Mar. His name was Tevyumei. Ma Chasim, Tevyumei, Barabbanan, Anna. Must be me. Shema Minola, Dindi, Kaimeli Shaita. Man, I'm going to be Rosh Hashiva. So, Vice does, it's time for me to be Rosh Hashiva. Come, Asa. So he ran to go to Masa Masya to become Rosh Hashiva. Ada Asa, while he was traveling, he was late. Imnu Rabbanan la isvele Rav Acha midiftai bereisha. They voted to make Rav Acha the Rosh Hashiva. Kivin de Shamei Dasa, they heard that Marber Rav Ashi, Adam Gadol came. Shada zuga de Rabbanan la gabei lam luchei bei. They were sent to Rabbanan to him to get his askana. Ikvei, he didn't let them go back, which means he didn't give him askana. Hada shada zuga de Rabbanan achrina. They sent two more Rabbanim, Ikvei, you didn't let them go back. Adamalu be'asara. Till he had a minion. Some way to start a shnibul. Right? So he had 10 people. That's what he did. Keeping the malu be'asara, pasachu v'tana v'darash. So he started saying a drasha. Why do you need 10 people? The archikala they used to have, they had to have at least 10 people to do it. Says, hey, he made himself for a shashiva, Marber of Ashi. Kori Rav Acha Anafshei. So Rav Acha heard what happened. He said, "Kolamarin loy loy b'mehem ativan loy, kolamativan loy loy b'mehem amarin loy." He said, "When your fortunes change, they don't change back so fast." I'm Eis Rosh Hashiva. Forget it. I'll never be Rosh Hashiva. Marber Rav Ashi became Rosh Hashiva. You think only nowadays they fight over who should be Rosh Hashiva? So Marber Rav Ashi became Rosh Hashiva through this. Imagine someone today would come and say he wants to be Rosh Hashiva. They say, "Would you have a right?" He'll say, "Oh, the Shaita told me in the Shuk." You know, the Shaita told me that they say someone once came to Satmar Rebbe. He said he had a dream. His father came to him in a dream and said he should be Rebbe. Satmar Rebbe told him, "Tell your father that he should go to a bunch of Hasidim. He should tell them that you should be Rebbe." The father came to you. So the chutzpah. How can Marber Rav Ashi do this? Mefarshim Ma'om Atmiya, Marber Rav Ashi. So I saw two terutzim, but some sefer writes that Rav Ashi had been Rosh Hashiva earlier. In the meantime, the yeshiva had no Rosh Hashiva. It happens sometimes to yeshivas. There was no Rosh Hashiva in the meantime. Marber Rav Ashi in Halacha had a right of Yerusha. Sarara goes by Yerusha. He had a tviya. Since he had a right up the Halacha, so he went and he took it. That's the some sefer about Halacha, that's his pshat. The Ben Ishchai and the Ben Yehuda. Roy Lekach. As we roll Lekach, you don't have to be the best. You have to know. The Ben Yehuda writes that he understood that he's supposed to be Rosh Hashiva. If the maker of Rav Achoy Rosh Hashiva, something will happen to him. The maker of Achoy Rosh Hashiva, something bad will happen to him. So he wanted to avoid it, so therefore he pushed himself through to be Rosh Hashiva. So this is the Shaita who was a Navi. Tinaikis Mahi, what's the story of the Tinaikis? So listen to this one. He heard the Bas Rav Chista Havayasa the Kamfei Davuah. Rav Chista's daughter is sitting on his lap. Havayasvi Kamei Rava Varami Barchama. Two Talmidim came to visit their Rebbe. Amala, so Rav Chista tells his daughter, and I'm talking about a little girl sitting on his lap, Amala, man minayu bois, which one do you want to marry? So what does the little girl answer? Amralai, tarvayu, I'll marry both of them. Marry both of them. Amarava, ana basra, I want to go second. Why does he want to go second? So if he marries first, you know. So kachava, first Rami Bar Chama married her, and then later Rava married her. So she was echad to both. So we see here Nevuah is taken and given over to Tinaikis. Shtikl of Torah on this too. Amar Avadimi d'mechaifa kaidim shi'echaladim v'yishtesh yesh le'shtey levavis. When you're hungry, you're fatumal. You have feelings this way, you have feelings that way, you're not straight. A person eats and drinks, his emotions are straight. Shenemer ish nevuv yulvav, iksiv nevuv luchas. Metaganina chala luchim, halo luchas. Amar Avonu b'Rei Rav Yeshua, harogol b'yayin. If you drink some wine, afilu libay utem kebesula, even if your heart is stuffed, yayin mefakhoi, wine opens him up. Shenemer, but the lesson of this Gemara is that people shouldn't make decisions when they're hungry or they're fatumut in general. People, the nature of a human being is he gets depressed about something and he starts making decisions what he's going to do. He's going to drop this chavrusa, take this chavrusa, start learning a different masechta. You know, he makes all kinds of different plans when he's fatumut. So Gemara says, no, you're fatumut, first eat and drink and be calm. Then yesh lo leiv echad, then he has one straight emotion he can make decisions. So this is the Agada to Gemara. I have a Yetzirah to give you a shiur tomorrow on Navi, on Nevuah. But I think we're going to try to move to a sugya of good or yagud. So decide what you want to do.